Maisus Perk Dalad Mishnevav, Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel Oimer. Tamara shall tilson vishal chardol vishal pol halovin chayavus b'maiser. So what is a tamar? What's tamaros here? So the rabbi brings down two pshatim. One is that it's the shoots of these vegetables and fruits. The other pshat is it's almost like this flowery bud that grows. So if any of these things, it's not the fruit itself, but you have the shoots or the buds of tilton, we know is fenugreek, vishal chardol, which is mustard, vishal pol halovin, it's a white bean, chayavus b'maiser. So he held that it's food, and therefore it's chayv and meiser, because people eat these things. They eat the shoot, even though it's not the fruit itself. They eat the flowery buds of these foods. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hatzlaf misaser tamarus ve'avyonis ve'kafras. Rabbi Eliezer, again, they're quantifying that there are certain fruits or vegetables that even the part of it that's not a fruit is still eaten, and therefore it's chayv and meiser. So a tzlaf, which is caper, Misaser tamarus vavionis v'kafras means that you take off meiser for the shoots or the budding part of it. The avionis, which is the actual fruit itself, the caper berries. That's avionis is always referring to the actual fruit. Kafras, that's the covering, like it was a flowery covering that covered over the berry. All these things are eaten and you take off meiser. Rabbi Kiva Omer ein misaser el avionis. When it comes to capers, we only took off meiser only on the fruit itself, mipnei shehein peri, because that's the fruit, but nothing else is the fruit. And it's a shaila, is Rabbi Kiva being cholik on only Rabbi Eliezer, is he also being cholik on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Look in the Mishnah Rishonah. The Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.